All is welcome here. You are welcome here. You're invited to be fully here, whatever you bring with you. And we welcome that. We sometimes, well, let me first back up and say, such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. And so it is. So knowing that this one power is all that we know of and live in and celebrate, whoever you are, however you are put together, whatever you may be going through at this time, you are welcome here. And you are welcome to bring the fullness of who you are to this place at this time. Sometimes people get the idea because we are all about knowing the truth and going deeper than just what seems to be going on with appearances, that if you're uncomfortable or if you're having a problem or an issue or whatever, then you shouldn't be here or you shouldn't be talking about it. The very opposite is true. We share who and what we are in order to grow and in order to get to that greater truth within us. So whoever you are, whatever you bring, whatever challenges, whatever celebrations you may be experiencing right now, you are welcome. Whatever your ethnicity, whatever your sexual preferences and sexual givens, all of those things are welcome because we know you are an expression of the divine. That's who you are and what you are. Our center has been here for a lot of years, and we have been teaching this idea of oneness, this idea that there is only one power in the universe, not two, not good against bad, none of that, simply that the one power is showing up according to how we use it and how we believe in it. So I invite you to join me, if you will, as we think about and look at our Declaration of Principle. This is a statement of some of what we teach and some of what we believe, and I will read it, and please feel free to read along. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all my experience. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative. I'm sorry, that one always stops me as I start thinking about the ramifications of it. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And with that, I would remind us too that this is a day for many people in our country of celebration. And for about almost an equal number, not quite, but close, it is a day of sadness. And so it is a day to celebrate the fact that whether you're in that celebratory group or the group that feels something has been important has been lost, we still love you and honor you in both sides of that, because both are simply God's showing up as experiencing being alive and being you. And so all are welcome here, and all is welcome here, wherever you are and whatever you're thinking, whatever your place is in the scheme of how you think of yourself. So welcome, glad you're with us. At this time, I want to introduce to you our lead practitioner, one of our lead practitioners, who will be sharing with you and with us some words of wisdom and some wonderful opportunities to think about a greater idea. And he'll lead us in the spiritual mind treatment, which is an affirmative prayer. And so I'm looking forward to this, and I know you are. So without any more yakety yak, I will introduce you to Doug Moody. Speak up, Doug.
Good morning, everyone. I just got so excited about the title of today's talk. Part of what I do as one of the co-lead practitioners is I put out a schedule, and thanks to one of our practitioners, Maya Fuller, she came up with the suggestion, hey, put the title talks down next to the sign-up sheet. And I think it's been a wonderful motivator. I've noticed a huge increase in participation by our practitioners. And so anyhow, I just got so excited. I love like signing up for today to be with you here, because I just got really excited about the title of today's talk, What is God Giving You? And I thought about this for a long time, and gosh knows we've all been through quite a momentous week. There's been a lot of anxiety on all sides, everywhere around. And I think at least now we can at least take a collective breath. One of the things in this whole process that I'm reminded of is that one of the greatest gifts that God gives us is the gift of a new day. And in that new day, we have the opportunity to create the life we desire. So in thinking about that and expanding on that, I found a little inspirational reading in one of my favorite Ernest Holmes books, This Thing Called You. And it's the lead in chapter 4 on page 25. And I'm just going to share a short reading with you. I thought it was very beautiful and par on course for today's topic. It says, the universe is one vast system. All the laws of nature conspire to benefit mankind, but those same laws automatically protect the integrity of nature. It is as though nature, i.e. God, is saying, all right, little man, the game is yours. Play it as you see fit. I am going to serve you, but don't fool yourself. I am going to reflect right back to you with exactness what you really are. If you don't like what is happening, I am not going to be disturbed. You are the arbiter of your life. You are the captain of your soul. I have given you all. I have implanted freedom, individuality, self-choice within you. Finally, through experience, you will learn the better and wiser way. I am love as well as law. I am beauty as well as reason, feeling as well as intellect. You are set on the path of self-determination. Your fantastic will, seeking good for yourself that you would not willingly give to others, may lead you up many blind alleys. You may meet with disappointment and chagrin. But I have also placed within you a compass and a chart. There is a course you may pursue which leads to happiness, to wholeness, to peace of mind and joy. Someday you will follow this path because I have placed a spirit within you which is ever seeking to guide, ever standing aside, permitting you partially to obliterate that spark which is part of myself. Through all the rounds of experience, I am here. Someday you will sit down by the roadside, weary with struggle. You will listen deeply, and you will hear a voice saying, this is the path. Follow it. Even then, I shall wait. For you are you, and you cannot return to your father's house other than as a complete and perfect individualization of myself. I always shall be waiting. I shall not reproach you when you return. You will be welcome. The time of your return is in your own decision. It may be now or at any time in that vast forever which stretches before you. So just to recap, what has God given you? How about freedom, individuality, will or choice? Intellect, that collective subconscious of experience from the universe that we draw upon whenever we need to. Intuition, imagination, love, and spirit within always. So just reflect on that throughout the next couple of days. And if you have questions or you need assistance, we have a wonderful team of awesome practitioners here at CSL Midtown Atlanta that are ready to help you whenever you call us out. We're here for you to support you and nurture you along your path. And so I'm now going to lead us in a brief spiritual mind treatment and affirmative prayer. I'm going to ask you to accept what resonates with you, and if it doesn't, just let it go over you. So I'm going to ask you to get comfortable, sit back in your chairs, uncross any arms and legs and limbs, and just be open and receptive and tune in to what that voice within you is saying, and know this within me. There's one infinite power, one divine intelligence, one mind, one cosmic something operating throughout this universe and operating through me and each perfectly, uniquely, individually, right here, right now, and always. All I have to do is call that spirit forth in recognition. It is always there for me and each. And knowing that, I can never be separate from it. I'm always divinely guided. I am always fulfilling my design, my divine purpose, even when it feels like I might be failing. I'm always divinely guided. I'm always one with the infinite creator. I am always one with all there is, with all of life. And today, I recognize that spirit, that compass, that chart within me and within each that is guiding me and all perfectly along our path of discovery, of experience, of life. And I know with great expectation that this spirit is guiding me and all to our highest purpose, to our greatest good, to our best self-expression in life. I say yes, knowing that I and each are divinely guided. And I know that all is good. I know there is something here within this talk, within this lesson today that Dr. Bob Dean is going to share with us. That is exactly what I need to hear, exactly what I need to know, and I'm grateful for it. I am grateful for this center, for the spirit of life that moves through me and each, for the new day, each and every day, for today, for this opportunity to be together, to learn. And I know and claim that I am always open to this divine intelligence, this guide, this voice within that is guiding me in each. And we come together and we celebrate the vast beauty, the collectiveness of this infinite mind as we each express it perfectly and individually. Knowing this, I release my word into the universal law. I know it is already done. It is already good. It is already right here, right now. And I know it's wonderful. And so am I, and so are you. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. And our next song choice is a song called Every Day is a Gift by an Empower Music artist named Patricia Bahia. Thank you.
We're all living with the terminal condition called life. No matter how I try to fight it, can't deny it, no one gets out of here alive. Life.
every day is precious. I'm having to sit on my tongue here and not go down a whole different road for today's talk, because that just really got me going. Because, you know, every day is precious. If you've ever had a near miss or an experience of where you felt in great danger, then you really do know every day is precious, and you have a deeper experience of that, I think. So what was your first thought when you heard this talk title? What is God giving you? Now, there was a time in my life where the first thought would have been a hard time. God is giving me heck or hell, depending, seemed to be anyway, because of all the stuff going on. Or it might be, duh, that's a silly question. God's giving me everything. What else is there? And everything in between. You know, and on some days it does appear that infinite mirror that comes back at us, I would just as soon not see it. And I know that for other people that's sometimes true, because partly because we want, and therefore we have, as a human species, created and developed a world of ways in which not to see it. You know, we numb ourselves out with all kinds of things, so we don't really see what's coming back at us. And yet, even in the midst of that, the mirror is still there, and the spirit is still there, and the gift is still there. But what is the gift? What is the real gift from the spirit, from God, from spirit, from whatever word you want to use for that, whatever kind of language you use for it? It's still this infinite power within which all of us live and move and have our being. So it's great gift. It's only gift in some ways, although it has many ramifications and manifestations. Its only gift to us is life and the opportunity to be the expression, the example, the individual unfolding of every aspect that God is as us, in us. Everything that's within the spirit that is God is within us. Thomas Troward said, you cannot pull out of a bag what's not in there to start with. So nothing can come out of us that isn't already there because of who and what we are. You know, we are expressions of the divine. And so much of our restlessness and our desire for more and our desire to create more in our lives comes out of the recognition deep down in some level that there's so much more to us than what has yet shown up. That the best is yet to come, that the greater idea is yet unfolding for us, and that we are moving into it, or we have the potential and the possibility. It's kind of like, you know the story, the seed and the oak tree and the seed, the idea that everything that can become is already available within as a seed. I often think of the old, as you all know, I have a pretty strong background and upbringing and another in Christianity. And I've always loved that little story where I think it was Jesus said that, you know, what father, if his child asked for bread, would give him a stone? Now, how that translates to me into this teaching is the father, the idea of father is within everybody's consciousness. It's not a father up there and out there somewhere. It's a father within me. It's the generating power of my own consciousness. So if that consciousness is providing anything, it is providing bread. It is providing nourishment. It is providing goodness. It is not providing stones, things that would give me no use whatsoever, except I collect stones. So I've kind of transformed that idea. But this still, the whole thing is about knowing that the power within you, the spirit within you, the God within you is giving of itself, because that's all it has to give. It can't go out somewhere and pull something else in, because it's all there is. It's only one. So it's giving of itself. And we are the wonderful receivers of that possibility. So when I think of that, I think, wow, there is no limit to what's possible for any of us, except our own thinking and our own ability to reach into the bag and pull out whatever goodness we're looking for, whatever power we're looking for. You know, and we think sometimes, you know, I always feel real connected and with spirit, with life, with being alive when I'm in nature or when I'm messing around in my deck garden. And the question then becomes, so which is more spiritual? A rose from that garden or $100 bill? And how is it so often we're much easier to feel the connection with life and spirit in that rose than we do in our prosperity? And yet $100 bill is just as spiritual because it's all coming out of the one power, the one energy, the one everything. Which leads me to the second thought. And that is that there is no thing against you or me or any of us. Now, I haven't been doing a lot of driving in traffic, although I was out Friday afternoon. It's the first time I've been in the rush hour in a long time and discovered it's back. There's a real rush hour now in Atlanta, especially Friday afternoons. And if someone pulls out in front of you in traffic, or in my case, doesn't turn fast enough at the red light, so I have to wait for, 2 minutes for the next cycle to go through, I get very irritated. And I get irritated because I slip back into that belief that there could be something against me, like that driver in front of me. However, if I could come at this, and as I come at it from the recognition that there's nothing against me, I could think in terms of I'm assisting that driver in getting where they need to be. And in whatever way, in whatever fashion, they are assisting me in getting to where I need to be. It just may not be in the same time frame that I thought. We've all heard stories of near misses for accidents and all kinds of things because people got delayed somewhere. So who knows what the real purpose of somebody pulling out in front of you in traffic is, except that there's an unfolding because this infinite God, this infinite spirit can only give us good. It can only provide for us what is good for us. So no matter how scrambled and crazy things may appear to be to us, it's either a reflection of an opportunity for growth or it's something there for our good, no matter what. Things do not happen to us, they happen for us, whatever that is. Nothing wrong, nothing against you. You know, even our physical bodies are not against us. Now, it sounds, that's kind of obvious. What do you mean? How many people walk around concerned and afraid that their body is going to give them a big surprise? That all of a sudden you discover you've got a heart condition, or you all of a sudden discover you've got some disease or other disease. Or you walking in, if you're clumsy as I am, you turn your ankle and fall over. And it can really fall into the idea that my body is against me. And a lot of people who are struggling with health issues, I encourage you, start knowing, start treating, start holding the idea that nothing in your body is against you. It is for you. And you're for it. You have a rich, wonderful, connecting relationship with your physical self. You quit being afraid of what might show up the next time you see a doctor. Just a thought. You might want to put it to work. Now, there's some ideas here I want to share with you from Ernest, our founder. And Dr. Ernest Holmes says in his Practical Wisdom, his reader on Practical Wisdom, that humanity and divinity will become identical, as we just talked about it, when we recognize divinity in humanity. We look past there. We learn to see through what's apparent. And I don't know about you, but sometimes in the last week, my humanity has really seemed not to be apparent, be an open door towards a spiritual being of any kind, because I've been frustrated and upset. And why can't we get to an answer on this, what were we just go through? Oh yeah, an election. And And we would just, you know, so the appearance wasn't too clear at that point, but still we need to look through that and look past it. We judge not according to appearances. We don't make judgments about people because of their what appears to be on the outside. That is so vital right now for us to lead the way on as we move into this time of shift and transition. And so many people are hurting in our world and so many people are upset. So we realize that the center of every person's soul, God is enthroned. Every person, even the driver that pulled out in front of you, even the one who's opposing your ideas, even the ones who would be violent or whatever. And we appeal in our thoughts and in our feelings to those folks. This is the other part of what he had to say. Compassion and caring are the ties that bind us together in a unified attempt to uncover the divinity in each other. Compassion is the most gentle of all human virtues, for it is the outpouring of the divine givingness through all. That's really powerful. When you're feeling compassion, thinking compassion, intending compassion, whether it's there or not yet, what you're doing is tapping into the divine givingness of what God is really all about, Spirit is really all about for each of us. Constantly giving, constantly giving, constantly giving of itself in great good and great livingness. So you're not just doing this for yourself. You're doing this because it's part of the great flow of life that one would call prosperity, that one would call livingness, that one would call goodness. Suppose we make a daily habit of feeling that we like people, even those who identifies different political stance as us, and they like us. We belong to them and they belong to us. That alone can transform the divisions and splits that are happening in this country right now. And it can transform the divisions and splits within us. What if you do this for yourself? I am here for me, and me is here for I. Or however you turn that around. There is that within me that's always for me. And then we can begin to recognize our value, our power, our importance in the world, not from an ego standpoint, but from a recognition that everything we are and everything we have done and everything we will do is being pulled out of that bag, that spirit, that life within us that is coming forward through the divine givingness of God to all people and all things. So how do we do that? What do we do with that? Come on, Bob. I'm looking for my don't. I think I just realized that screen never shared, did it? Okay. Well, I'll send it to you maybe. So here's the other part of that. Or the next step. And that is recognizing that how do we work with that absolute? How do we connect with and deal with what's in the bag? What is God offering and offering and offering that is right there in the bag? And that we just need to figure out how to get out of the bag and into us or through us into the world. Well, there's talk that there are kind of two levels of that. Not levels in terms of one is better than the other, but levels in terms of, well, it's kind of like I used to play Mario with my grandson. And of course, he always beat the socks off of me. But what I learned after a bit, though, was my character, if I kept playing and kept getting beat and kept playing, eventually I learned enough at level one that I automatically got popped up into level two, which was harder. And then I got beat even more. But it was still fun to be engaged and interacting with him. And so this kind of spiritual growth is like that. When we get it really solid at one level, spirituality and spiritual growth moves us up to the next. And in some ways, we can never go back. So what's that first level? What's that first part? That first part is just the basics of manifesting, of awakening with to the idea within us that we can create our experiences by doing it. So we do treatment, we do visualization, we do affirmations, we do all of those things that bring that forth and into function and into full reality in our lives and as physical experience. And so as we do that and we get good at it and we keep getting better at it, and it gets to the point where you can almost speak your word and things manifest and show up, then you get bounced up into the next phase of spiritual growth. And it's actually a growth in faith. You're really building your faith muscles whenever you do this kind of work, where you do treatment for specific things and you see it show up. We always used to, in our beginning classes in Science of Mind, teach people to treat for parking spaces. And it still works, even though we don't do it formally anymore. Especially during Christmas season, it's really nice to be able to get a parking place where you want it, whether that's by the door or with a long walk involved, whatever you're looking for and you're needing, that you can develop such a clear idea of that and then have it show up in your life. You see it immediately. So that's that building block. And then from that, we drop into another space altogether. So that next level, I'm sorry, give me a second here. This time I want to share. That next level is beautifully described here by David Spangler. If you don't know who David Spangler is, he is a philosopher, a spiritual philosopher who really became famous whenever he identified with and began to work with the folks at Findhorn. And Findhorn is a place in Scotland where they developed a whole community of faith and where they began to work with a lot of areas there. But one of the ones they're most known for is talking to plants and working with plants. And they get ready to plant something in the garden. They ask it, where do you want to go? What do you want to be? Where do you want to be planted? And they keep looking for the right spot and they get an intuitive sense of which one that would be. So it's a very powerful intuitive knowing kind of place that they work from, and their produce and the things they grow there, they shouldn't be able to grow there, but they can because they're working with what the plant world is looking for. So David Spangler has written many books. They're wonderful. And this is one of his books, The Laws of Manifestation. But as you see, he's saying, we are not training you in manifestation, that first stage. We are in the sense of you need to get it good. You need to get good at it so you know you're doing it. But there's quite a difference. We are not training you to be able to produce things. We are training you to recognize the eternal process of production. That is all about you, so that you can do it because you are it. So if you will, take a moment and just close your eyes. Imagine yourself in your bathing suit, not on screen, but in your bathing suit. And imagine yourself walking from your cold-ish apartment out into the sunshine. And you find a wonderful place to sit down or lie down and feel the sun hitting your body. How warm and wonderful it is. How good it feels. Just warming up, you know, soon the coldness from before disappears out of your memory, out of your awareness. And you just feel really warm and wonderful. And you look around and you see that beautiful sunshine falling on everyone around you and everything around you. And it's all being warm. You see a tree next to you, and the tree is absorbing that beautiful sunlight and creating food and all kinds of things to keep it living and going and moving and providing for the rest of the world. And then take a look at the sun. You can look at it in a fantasy. It doesn't hurt your eyes. So take a look at the sun, and you just kind of keep looking until you begin to feel yourself pulled into the sun, absorbed into the sun. You find yourself floating in its center. You become the sun. You're the warmth. And you realize that you're the one shining. You're the one shining brightly on the trees. You're the one shining brightly on the world, on the hearts and minds of other people. And as you shine, as you are in that place, you recognize that this is the truth of who you are. This is the go deeper place. And we accept that and love it for what it is, the truth. So that first phrase, if you want to open up or you want to keep your eyes closed, that's fine. The first phase of spiritual growth, of building your faith, of getting what's in the bag out, letting God move through you, is sitting in the sun and absorbing it. The next phase of growth is becoming what's in the bag. So you don't have to go anywhere to get it. You don't have to pull it in. You don't have to get the sunlight to shine upon you. You are the sunlight. It is not shining on you from the outside. It is bubbling up from inside of us. That's what we mean when we say we are the individual expression of the divine. That's not a metaphor. That's a reality. Interesting. I hadn't thought of this one, but it just pops in. The old Jesus saying that what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you set free on earth is set free in heaven. Is the idea that what we focus on and do and act out and live in our physical world is coming out of our consciousness, and they are one and the same, and you cannot separate them or pull them apart. So as we recognize this, and as we think about where we are, where we're going, what's next, what's God given you? Or what is God giving you? Because it's not a past tense. There's been a lot before now. There was a conversation with a Hindu astrologer, in which it was said that you know the person was asking to see into the future based on their astrology, and the astrologer, the Hindu astrologer, asked for five things that they loved about their lives and five things that they didn't, and then the astrologer went on to describe in great detail exactly what all that was and what had happened that led to it, et cetera, which got to be a little frightening. And the response to that was, there's nothing to be afraid of, for there's nothing against you here. And here's the important part. The future probabilities lie on a sea of possibilities. Your future probabilities lie on a sea of possibilities. And the probabilities are only limited by how much of the past we bring into the present and recreate our lives accordingly. The freer we become from the past, the stronger our present will be open to possibilities bigger and broader and stronger than ever. That's what God is giving you every moment. It's, Doug said it, it's freedom. It's the freedom to create a new present and a new future, but we can't do it based on our past. We can only do it based on now and the depth of who we are and what we are coming to a greater and greater understanding of who we are. That's where you go. That's how you do it. So what's God giving you? Everything. What are you leaving of it? As much as you can take. Sometimes it's like standing under a waterfall with a teacup. And sometimes it's like being that great big culvert that just brings all of that water through you out into the world in a really beautiful way. So look at the areas that you've got constrained and open up to the possibility that you could be totally something different if you wanted it. Because you can. Because I can. Because you are wonderful. And you are the divine in person. And so it is. Wow. So take a moment now and let's go back to that idea of the sun and the sun and sitting in the sunshine. Just breathing it in. However your imagination works in this. We recognize that there is only one power, one sunlight, one energy, one livingness, one everything. And we all live within it. We are created of it, and we are within it. We're never separated from it. And it is the power of love. It is the power of compassion. It is the power of light. It is the power of understanding. It is the power of intellect. It is the power of life and livingness and creativity and all of that. And right now, I accept the gift. Based on my desires, my beliefs, my willingness to live bigger and greater and fuller and richer and freer than I've ever done before. I let that powerful spirit move through me as me into my life. Along the circuits and lines of those things which I'm most passionate about. The things I love the most. And I release anything that doesn't match that. I release anything I'm holding on to from the past that would be a limitation. Anything I've thought I can't. Because I can. I know this one power moves through me and truly blesses me and blesses the world through me, as me. Knowing that that's so, I can release this now in such joy and gratitude. What a great, wonderful idea. What a great, wonderful idea of myself. What a great, wonderful idea of all humanity. This is the truth. And in this gratitude, I can release it. I know it's already at work because it's just how it is. I let it be, and so it is. So, wow. We've had a wonderful time with the board and with people who helped make this center happen and keep it going and keeping it alive. And today I'm thrilled that we have a very busy man back with us who has been all over the country, maybe the world, I don't know. But now he's back with us to share with you something of our announcements and our prosperity and announcements. So David Gibbs.
Thank you, Rev, and good morning, everyone. We're delighted to have you with us today. My name is David Gibbs. I am a member of your Board of Trustees, and while we are continuing to meet online, we invite you to continue to contribute in supporting this ministry, this effort, this expansion of the awareness and recognition of the one love, the one true good in our life, in our world, and in our affairs. And you can do so through PayPal or by sending a check directly to CSL Midtown, P.O. Box 14303, Atlanta, Georgia, 30324. And I believe there should also be a link. Yes. Thank you, Reverend Cynthia, in the chat. You can actually literally go to the link and make a contribution through our online donation site. And we really want you to know and understand your generous contributions help us to expand our reach to a wider group of individuals, people, families, children, bringing this message of peace, freedom, and health in this challenging time to any and everyone who is open and receptive to receive it. So thank you who give so freely of your time, talent, and treasure. And I want to invite you to join me in reading the Affirmation of Prosperity, which we see on our screen right now. So even if you're on mute, even if you're by yourself or with someone, please join me. I live in a universe of abundance. And as I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Thank you for that, Vance. And we also have a series of announcements that we want to make sure everyone's aware of. Reminder that our theme for November is living as passionate conduits. Passionate conduits. So a very clear reminder there of the life and the energy within us. You know, it's abundant. And we are truly channels of that giving. And next Sunday's lesson will be, all right, now it says November 8th, and we know next Sunday is, we're already on the 9th, so we're well beyond that, but we will look at the title and see how engaged is God as us. So it's very consistent with this idea of us being conduits of what? The one true power. All right, so please today plan to stay, join us next week, and today plan to stay after for coffee and questions on the first Sunday. There's a new class that begins November 11th and will continue through December 16th of this year, and it'll be Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. till noon, or Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Is that an either or, Rev, or is it a both and?
It's an either or.
It's an either or. Mm-hmm. We'll be deciding that soon based on people's interest and availability. Is that correct?
Well, yes. Last series we did, we had classes both morning and evening. So as long as we have enough people for each group, we will do it.
All right. Fantastic.
So it's not either or in terms of we're going to do one or the other, but we're going to do both as long as we have a full group.
I see. So individually, I get to choose which one I want to attend. Right. That's what we mean. Exactly.
Okay. And we need about five people in each one. So
fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you see there, the cost for the five-week class is $100 for individual adults, $283.50 for a couple when part of the same household. All right. Excuse me. My eyes were failing me. $189 for individual adults and $283.50 and I got new contacts, and so this is really telling me that I might need to go back and get another exam done. But we're clear about that. $189 for individual adults, $283.50 for a couple when part of the same household. And so then also we have our online spiritual empowerment session going very well on Tuesdays from 12 to 12:30, a little midweek, midday kind of shot in the arm, you know, that we all could use. And I believe this is the very same exact Zoom line information. I see heads nodding of Vance and Reverend with the ID and the same passcode that we use to get onto our Sunday service. So, you know, easy access for us all. And we invite you to share the Facebook broadcast on your personal page to help spread our message. Let others in your network, it's easy to repost anything on Facebook and include a little note, you know, about how much you enjoy and appreciate our Sunday service. Obviously, we're all here today and most of us are pretty regular. So there's value that we're generating and gaining from this experience. And, you know, when we talk about living as passionate conduits, that's exactly what we're talking about, sharing this goodness with our friends and family, loved ones, and the entire world. On Sunday morning, we have our discussion groups at 10 a.m. You can click by joining once again this very same Zoom link, Zoom line with the password. We make it easy. It's universal. All right. And so please join the Sunday discussion group if you want just that little bit more, that little bit, you know, in depthness and exchange, you know, which is so much a part of, you know, what creates and generates a healthy flow of spirit in, through, and as us, the exchange we have with each other. So please call on practitioners if you need work, need prayer work, or fill out the prayer request on the website. Our practitioners are maybe chatting in their contact information. And I see Reverend Cynthia has chatted in our website where you can go and, you know, make a prayer request. So with that, we've got an abundance of opportunities, you know, for us to connect and plug in and to share with one another. So thank you. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Reverend Robert Dean.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't change my name. Oh, well, I'll usually call that when I'm in trouble, but not always. So it's good. I'm not in trouble right now. Thank you all, everyone, for being here. And if you'd like to join me in reading our closing affirmation, or our affirmation of, I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. The bag. I'm the bag. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you all.